For this Thursday, January 9th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. Posey County Emergency Management says that Posey County has returned to normal travel status. Most roads continue to improve, but it is still important to use caution as some subdivisions and side roads may still be hazardous. Please travel with caution and continue to watch for linesmen working to restore power. Both MSD of Mount Vernon and MSD of North Posey will not be going to school in person again today, and both will be having a virtual learning day. The MSD of North Posey says that students should check online for their assignments to be posted by 9 a.m. They also want students to make sure they check the platforms used in each of their classes and look at the due date, as each class can be different. Students can check their email, Google Classroom, and Canvas. MSD of Mount Vernon says that they are utilizing an e-learning day for this closure, but due to the continued power outages, assignments will be posted at a later date. With even colder conditions hitting the area last night and also tonight, Posey County Emergency Management wants to remind the community that if you are still without power, there are shelters and warming shelters that are still set up in the county. Shelter locations include First Christian Church in Mount Vernon at 1403 Country Club Road, St. Philip's Church at 3500 St. Philip's Road, and the Poseyville Community Center at 60 North Church Street in Poseyville. Warming stations across the county include New Harmony Fire Department, Black Township's Fire Department, Mount Vernon City Fire Department, Wadesville Fire Department, and the Posey County EMA Garage. The City of Mount Vernon says due to overwhelming amount of tree debris, if you have an individual or tree service remove the downed trees, they can take the limbs to the city's limb yard or call and ask the city to pick it up. Now, this is a change in policy that is only temporary because of the winter storm. Switching to some sports news, last night in local college sports, Evansville men's basketball picked up a conference win at home over Illinois State 69-51. The Aces had four players finish in double figures, led by Tayshawn Comer with 19 points, Tanner Cuff and Cam Hafner each added 14 points, and Joshua Hughes chimed in with 10 points. The Purple Aces improved to 6-10 on the season and 3-2 in the Missouri Valley Conference. Their next game is Saturday evening at Drake. The Indiana Hoosiers used a big second half to pull away from USC at home 82-69. The game was tied 38-38 at halftime, and then IU outscored USC in the second half 44-31. Omar Ballo led the Hoosiers with 23 points as they improved to 13-3 overall and 4-1 in the Big Ten. IU travels to Iowa Saturday night. 13th-ranked Illinois smashed Penn State at home 91-52. The Fighting Illini were led in scoring by former Purple Aces player Ben Humberkaus, who had 21 points and grabbed 9 rebounds. Illinois is now 12-3 on the year and 4-1 in conference play. The Illini welcome USC on Saturday. From the NBA, Wednesday night, the Indiana Pacers waltzed to a win at home over the Chicago Bulls 129-113. Pascal Siakam led Indiana with 26 points, Thomas Bryant had 22 points, and Tyrese Halliburton added 16 points and 13 assists. The Pacers have now won four straight games and sit at 20-18 overall. They welcome the Golden State Warriors tomorrow night. Coming up this evening in local college sports, both USI women's and men's basketball play at Southeast Missouri State. The women's game begins at 5:15, and the men's contest will follow around 7:30. USI women's basketball is 11-4 on the season and 3-1 in the OVC, while the Screaming Eagles men's basketball team has lost three straight, and they sit at 6-8 and 1-3 in the conference. There, I've set up your news and sports for this Thursday, January 9th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great Thursday. Your weather forecast is next.